Can you hear? Are we clear? Clear for liftoff. Take off. For making reverberations. Are we affirmative? No negatory. Come in, come in. Radio, what's your story? Ayahuasca kilo. Will you welcome? Are you ready for a bit of Echo Victor? Feeling wider than awake. Yeah. Better quick and then stay.
Kia ora, kia ora. Welcome to Faith Matters. It is a glorious day out there today. How could we not be in good spirits? I'm flying a little bit solo today. Denise is overseas. She's gone through Canada, I think, and is in England. She's heading over to Scotland. I'm on some of her posts, or all of her posts actually, for her journey. It's been so cool to see where she's at and what they're doing. And I think in 2 weeks' time we'll have her on air. Not sure where she'll be. She could be in Scotland then, doing her walkabouts, but we're going to hear about some of her journeying. Didn't say that well, but never mind, it's a hard word. but I'm not so solo. I do have somebody else in the studio today that I'm looking forward to having a chat with and unpacking some of her heart around why they moved to Raglan and the things that she's doing here. Yeah, so that's going to be interesting, but I thought we'd get into some... Yeah, this is a new one, the Fuzzy Robes, but the Lord's Prayer. Enjoy.
Yeah.
have a little faith. I mean, faith matters, what it's all about. And I've got Annette in the studio. You are on, Annette. You can say hello.
Good afternoon.
Ah, there she is, and it is afternoon. Just. I haven't even had lunch yet, but that's okay. I've had a coffee. There we go. Okay, so I was going to call you Denise, and I've been thinking about that all morning. I think, I'm going to call you Denise. But Annette, you have been in Raglan. How long have you been in Raglan?
Well, probably 3 and a bit years now.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah.
And so just tell me where you came from, what brought you here, and then I was going to dive into a little bit about some of the things you've been doing here, which have been interesting to me. And the heart behind that. So, yeah, just tell me a little bit about it. Because Dunedin, I've never been there. It's a cold place, huh?
It's a very cold place. It's a fridge.
It snows.
It snows, yeah.
Are there Scotsmen down there?
There are a lot of Scotsmen.
That's where I should be because, you know, I've got Scottish blood in me and I've never been to Scotland, but, you know, I think I should probably visit it at least once.
Dunedin is a beautiful city. It's full of really old buildings and... thankfully, luckily, they've never had big earthquakes to pull them down. They've never had new development to, you know, to knock down the old buildings and build up new ones. Mm. And so it's full of beautiful old buildings and beautiful people and absolutely fabulous, you know, scenery.
Quite historic.
Extremely, yeah. Mm. One of the earliest settled places, you know, nice. Dunedin, Central Otago, Gold Rush.
Oh, that's going to take us down there. Might be still there.
Well, it is. It is. They're still mining for gold down there.
I do like jewels, you know, sparkly things. Here we go. That's a totally different area there.
So we had 10 years down there and 10
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time. 10 happy years. When we left, we went from Auckland to Dunedin. When we left 3 adult children. Actually, one had gone overseas. One was in America at that stage, and the other two were finishing up their degrees and about to embark on their careers and that sort of thing. And so it was easy to leave them. But after 10 years, they were all of them married. They all had children or were about to have children. And we thought, oh, no, it's time to give some time to our family now. My husband was coming up to 65, and... we knew that it was time to come back to the North Island and give some time to our kids and grandchildren.
Nice.
So we moved. So the choices were to either go to Auckland, where one daughter was with her husband, but they were in he was in the Air Force, and we knew that they would be moving around a lot. Our son was and still is in Sydney, and that wasn't an option. And our youngest daughter was in Raglan. And with her husband and 2 boys, and so this was the choice. So we came for family.
Oh, wow, you came for family. I think that's, well, I mean, that's a heart response, isn't it, right there?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so in coming here, what kind of, well, your family drew you here, but was there more that drew you here? Did you, you know, look at Raglan and go, oh, yeah, not just family, but, oh, community looks pretty good too.
Oh yeah, definitely. We'd been here to visit, you know, our daughter and her husband. They've got a lifestyle block on Mangatawhiri Road, and it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Raglan, of course, is beautiful. I love the sea. I love being close to water, and so yes, there was a lot of pull. Very keen to come here. By that stage, we'd gone along to Surfside Church and we'd met some of the people, and we thought, yes, this would be a lovely place to be. And so we came and immediately had 200 really good friends because it was all the people at church.
That's amazing, eh? Like, I think that is one thing that's quite special about our faith is when we travel around or we go to a different community, it's really hard to make connections and feel the warmth of community. When you move in, it takes a long time to settle in, but when you come into a knowing, you know, you have a faith and you find a church and you find a people group that you really enjoy being with, it really fast tracks everything in community, and suddenly you can have more connection to community, faster connection to community than if you'd come in knowing nobody. So let's just talk about a little bit of those connections that you made when you came here. I know Annette chatted with me when she first came here and was kind of like asked me the question of, you know, kind of what did I think, you know, Raglan kind of not needed, but what place could she go and do some volunteer work that was, you know, yes, needed.
Yeah.
And Raglan, we're going to put it that way, because it was needed. And instantly in my mind, and it has been for a long time, is the old people's home. It's an area that, you know, I think needs a lot of care and love and support, and just being up there and visiting people and being connected to that part of our community. So I just did suggest that to Annette, not thinking that she would probably follow that up, because it's not an easy road to take to care for our older generation or have the time or want to hear the stories or whatever that might be. But, you know, I've checked in with Annette and I heard through the grapevine that she did go up there and she did make some connections. So maybe just talk to me a little bit about your heart around that, Annette, because not many people actually follow through on things, I think, unless they're amazing and great and they really want to do it, you know.
Well, it was really easy, actually. I think that word connections is actually incredibly deep and important, and that's what we need as human beings. We need to be able to connect with others. We need community. We need friends. We need to feel like we belong somewhere and that we have those relationships that actually tell us that we're important.
Mm,
you know, that,
nice.
that bonding of the heart. And I hadn't been here very long before somebody at church asked if there'd be anybody that wanted to go up and visit a lady who had come from another town, and her church asked our church if somebody would go and visit her, and I said, oh, I will. So I went up and saw her, and it was in COVID times, and so of course I had a mask on, and I knocked on her door and went in and introduced myself and took my mask off. I said, hi, I'm Annette. I'm, you know, from Surfside, and, you know, your church asked our church and if somebody had come and visit you, and here I am, and this is what I look like without my mask. So I took my mask off.
Nice.
And then I said, but now I have to be good and put my mask back on because that's the rules. So
I'm just going to pause you there. So did you do that for connection?
I guess I did, you know. I mean, I always, whenever I'm wearing sunglasses and I meet somebody or I see somebody in town, that I always take my sunglasses off and talk to them. It's just a natural thing to do because so they can see my eyes, you know. And I guess I always do that, and it's just what I do because I like seeing other people's eyes and faces, and I wanted this lady to see my face. So, so I said, this is what I look like, and I'll put my mask back on because I've got to follow the rules. And I said, and how are you? And she burst into tears. And then she started talking, and then she talked and talked and talked. And then we talked some more. And I've been visiting her ever since.
Aww.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go back a little bit to where Annette was talking about taking her glasses off. You know, we've talked about giftings on here before with Denise, and I think some of our giftings are quite evident. We see them in personality types or the way that we respond to people. And Annette, I feel, is one that, you know, she takes her glasses off, she'll take her mask off, she wants that connection, and it's a heart response to connect with another human being, and I think that's a real warmth in that, I really wanted to bring that out today, because often we see the gnarly parts of personalities or, you know, what people don't do well. And, you know, this is Faith Matters, and we're all about the faith in this show. So bringing out the heart of people and why we do the things we do and our response to another human being to connect. And we can have that right here in Raglan, in a place that we often don't visit. Up at the old people's home, there's so much rich stories up there, and there's so many lives that want to be touched, and be connected to. So we're going to head into a song by Annie Wilson. This is a good old country western kind of twang here, but I like this girl, and it's called Praying Woman.
Before that rooster's crowing, she's kitchen table setting, underlining the gospel and black coffee sipping. When that song gets to singing, the whole house is resting, and she's thanking God for those fast asleep blessings. Might look like she ain't doing much, but she's moving mountains because that's the
God, here's to your kids. I heard you were in the neighborhood. I've been a long time on the skids, and baby, I'm beside you. You run from the river when it long ran over you. This is for you standing up to a bone-chilling wind. This is for the failures you collected from my sins. And this is for your lonesome tears.
never dry. Is this for you hanging in the hope that it never dies? And baby, I'm beside you. You run from the river when long went over you. Yeah, this is for you waiting up, though the call never came. For the milk of humankind says you collected from our dream. And this is for your lonesome tears I never dried. Is it for you hanging in the hope that it never dies? And baby, I'm beside.
Dobbin. I mean, the day's good. We've just listened to Dave. It must be going well. And Annette, yes, I have you on. I didn't know. There we go. You're on again.
Yeah.
I thought we'd carry on. We've been talking about, talking to Annette Tate. They've, her and her husband came up from Dunedin, settled here in Raglan around 3.5 years ago. They came here because of family. And I think that that shows really Annette's heart. She is very much, yeah, that's her personality. She will take her glasses off to say hello to you in the street, you know. She's that one. She wants to make connection. She's got a very warm heart. And I think we need to hold that in high regard these days, that people are out there doing great things and are genuine in the work that they're doing and why they want to connect with people and in community. So we were talking about some work that Annette's been doing up at the old people's home, a woman she was visiting up there. And so maybe just speak into that a little bit more, Annette, and let us know, yeah, kind of the people or what you... What richness you found up there?
Well, you know, something that I discovered when I was working in Dunedin, I was doing a job that involved a lot of visitation in aged residential care places, which is probably why it feels a bit like a second home to me. I visited many of them and I visited many people who were in them. And what I discovered was everybody has got a story. And for these elderly people and sometimes sick people that I was visiting, it sounds crazy, but I came to the realisation that they have not always been old, that they were young once.
We forget that, eh?
We do. We look at old people and we think, you know, you've always been old. Yeah, old person. But they're not. They're actually a young person in an old body. And they often have a young heart. They often have a young mind. They often have a young sense of humour.
Great.
And a young twinkle. And, you know, and yeah, and I just discovered that there is a richness just a richness in listening to people's stories. Mm. And I did a lot of listening to people's stories, and I've done a lot of listening to my friend up here in the Raglan home, her stories. And it is so amazing to hear how people came to where they are, how they are doing, how well they are not doing sometimes, mm. And just hearing their story, because mm. everybody's come from somewhere and everybody's going somewhere.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, even as a counsellor, you know, I've always said that everyone has a story. We've got a story to tell. We're the way we are because of some of the things we've been through and the things we've experienced. You know, when I think about does it have to be called old people's home? I just don't know what other word to use, but there you go. I'm heading that way. No, I'm not heading up there. No, just let's get this right. Not heading up there, not yet. But I am heading into the older generation.
Me too.
Of course, and we know as we get older, we have stories.
Mm.
And when I think about, you know, the greatest story of all, you know, that comes from the Bible and the story of Jesus and how massive that is, you know, that story is still alive 2,500 years later, or 2,000, I'm not sure what that time frame is, I'm always getting that wrong, but never mind, hey, it's the heart behind it. But that story is still in us and part of our DNA. It's kind of like told in families, and we're lucky enough that we haven't lost those stories yet. But, you know, as individuals in our life, often our stories can get lost if they're not told mm. to somebody.
Yeah.
They're not written down or recorded or in some way passed on. Those things that we've been through generation to generation can get lost. So I guess that's a big part of what you do too, and it is, in some ways, to me, it's quite healing what you're doing for mm. people.
Oh, people, yeah. People need to tell their story, and they are validated, I suppose. You know, when they tell their story, because what they're saying is, you know, this is my time on earth, mm. you know, and we know that for all of us, it's actually a very short period of time. This is my time on earth, and this is what I did, and these were the people I loved, and these were the people who loved me, and this is what I accomplished, and, you know, and I made a difference.
Yeah, it's been seen, isn't it? To be seen, to be known.
Yes.
Fills our heart. But it's not just the person who's receiving, it's also the giver.
Yes.
That their heart gets filled because they hear some wonderful things and warmth about a person's life, or maybe some disturbing things mm. that a person was able to release finally, you know, and by trusting somebody sitting across from them.
Yeah,
pretty absolutely. Much a stranger.
Yeah, totally. But a person who has got open ears, mm. you know, and maybe hopefully an open heart, mm. and a person who wants to listen, and mm. a person who prompts, you know, mm. to just tell me, you know, tell me about your working life, tell me about your family life, tell me if it's an immigrant, I always love those stories, you know, tell me mm. how you came to New Zealand, what prompted that, how did you find it, mm. What were your challenges, what were the good things that happened, you know, mm. and were your hopes fulfilled, you know, did it do what you wanted it to do, your moving?
Oh, you're a good questioner, Annette. Mm. So you might be a counsellor.
So it's just lovely being able to give these questions to people, and particularly to my friend in the home, mm-hmm. and just to hear her, I mean, she's not an immigrant, but just to hear her story and to hear the joys and the sadnesses, the challenges and the victories, and to just know what was going on in her life. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you guys aren't in the studio with me, but I'm looking at Annette, and when she mentioned my friend, you know, the softness in her is a wonderful thing. So my encouragement to us today, I guess, is, you know, who are we reaching out to, and what areas may we want to put ourselves in Raglan where we could touch another person's life who may be feeling a little bit isolated or away from their family or home that they are used to being in. It's not often we hear stories or hear the stories of somebody who's out there taking their sunglasses off to connect with another person. I think those are wonderful things to bring out in our community. So we're going to, we haven't finished up yet, but we're going to head into some good sounds and think about where we're going to head to next.
The keys, no need to hang on to what I no longer need. That old house is empty, it's a thing of the past. I don't need a rearview mirror, cause I ain't never looking back. No, I don't need a rearview mirror, cause I'm not ever looking back. I'm packing my bags, moving on to Hope Club. No stopping me now, cause I've already sung. He's taking my zip code. I'm packing my bags. Oh, I'm packing my bags. Packing my bags, moving on. Oh, packing my bags, moving.
You can bust through those windows. Go ahead and tear down that door. All the chaos that that's paid for by the blood of my Savior. You can post it on the front door. I can see it in my mind. Gonna walk it with my feet. Let them all read. You won't find me here no more.
I'm packing my bags, moving on to Hope Club. No stopping me now, cause I've already sung. He's taking my life to a whole new zip code. Away, but it's darkness to light, darkness to light.
Freedom.
I'm lifting my eyes to the hope of my life for the very first time.
the second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of time. So when you're standing in the rain again, you might as well be dancing. Why? 'Cause the rain or storm that can change how this is. So next time when you feel blue, don't let that smile leave you. Why? 'Cause you have every reason just to sing. So the black road is your glide, 'cause walking just won't do dance. You don't have to know how to. Ever since grace got you left, till your whole side's hurt and smile, like you just got away with something. Why? 'Cause you just got away with something. Ever since grace got you. Ever since grace got you. Grace got you.
Got away with something, bubbling inside of you, spilling over 'cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of.
Indeed, it does. Well, hopefully, I don't know, could do. Maybe. We've got, you're listening to Marie on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. I've got Annette in the studio with me this week. Denise is overseas doing her Denise things with her whānau. She'll be having a great time walking around on those amazing walks that she had. Talk to us a little bit about before she left a couple of weeks ago. Last week was actually a recorded show because I wasn't around, so Denise has actually been gone 2 weeks now. And today we've been talking to Annette Tate, who's been in Raglan for three and a half years, came here for family. We were just unpacking her heart, really, towards this community and the things that she's been doing. So we've sort of pretty much moved off that now, and I wanted to talk about a movie that's been playing at, where's it been playing? At the old arts, the old school, in the theatre here in Raglan. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to go and see this movie yet. It's called Unsung Hero, I should say. And only because I just a few health issues. I haven't been able to get out at night. Maybe I'm just getting older. I don't know, Annette. Who cares? It's all good. I will get there. I'll take a big rug or something. I don't know. But it is playing again in a couple of weeks. But first off, I thought I'd let Annette just talk to us a little bit about this movie, because I can't. Because I don't know anything about
well,
it.
Well, I can, because I went to see it.
She did?
Yeah. Oh, a few weeks ago now, we went over to Hamilton. We just thought, oh, we might go out to a movie. Don't ask me why. We hardly ever go, maybe once or twice a year. but decided to do this and thought that that looked good just reading the write-up of Unsung Hero. Went along and it was a very heartening film with some real, just some lovely messages about connections and family, family relationships, overcoming odds and working together. Pulling together. It was just awesome.
The little snippet that I saw, and you'll know because this was in the movie, they showed a jar of money on the table and the mother's saying, "This is all we've got. It can fill up, it can go down, but it can never run out." I thought, wow, what a great comment. Yes. And then the next shot was of the family. I think they were cleaning up somebody's big section, and I thought, this is really a connection of family coming together for a purpose and a cause. It's a true story.
Totally, yeah. It's a totally true story. It's an Australian family who moved to America for work that did not eventuate. The dad was in managing music, managing concerts, managing musicians and singers and that sort of thing. And I think it was at the time of the downturns
that we've faced over our lifetime.
Yeah.
That's what age does.
And so the family, rather than coming to a job, came to nothing, and they literally got to the point where there was no food, no money, no nothing, and what could they do? And that was at that time that they all said, okay, everybody's pulling together, and the kids did.
So this story is a Christian-based story, true story, and the group that came out of this for King and Country, I'm going to play some of their soundtracks. The first one is actually from the movie, Place in This World, which is an awesome one, and the other one is, can't find it, it's down the list somewhere, but I'm going to bring that up and I'll play that straight after. Both of these, I really like this band. They've got real heart. King and Country, just the name alone moves me. I'm all good.
Yeah.
And I know, again, true stories, like eyewitness accounts, we can't go past them. This is what life's all about, is when we hear about what other people have gone through, it inspires us and gives us hope and helps us to kind of look at our own lives too and go, okay, not that it's not that bad, but maybe that I can persevere and push through. So here we go, Place in This World.
The wind is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason. Find my place in this world, my place in this world. Not a lot to lean on, I need your light to help me find my place in this world, my place in this world. If there are millions down on their knees, among
I need you. prison, roaming through the night to find my place in this world, my place in this world. Not a lot to lean on, I need your light to help me find my place in this world, my place in this world. Help me find my place in this world, my place in this world.
With you. Ah, so where are we now? I don't know. We're here right in the studio. I've got Annette with me. We've been having some God conversations about the heart response to people and why we do the things we do. And we moved into talking about the movie that's going to be playing. It is next. When is it? Annette?
It's on playing in Raglan on Saturday the 17th at 5 o'clock at the Old School Theatre. Yes.
There we go. Unsung Hero. Both of those songs were from King Country, awesome band. The name, like I said, the name alone is pretty awesome. But the movie is quite special. It's about connection and it's about putting yourself out there in the tough places and pushing through and achieving the things that you feel God has called you to achieve. So a real heart warmer. I encourage you to go. I'll try and get there. Might not get there this time, but, you know, I will get there. I think the movies in Raglan is a fantastic idea. So I can't encourage you enough to get down and on next Saturday. Was it Saturday?
Saturday 17th, yeah.
Yep, at 5 p.m. at the Old School, and the picture theatre is in there. So we're going to move into some more sounds and, yeah, see where we go.
River can be found, and like the rains, I have been carried here to where the river flows. Yeah. My heart is racing, and my knees are weak as I walk to the edge. I know there is no turning back once my feet have left the ledge. And in the rush, I hear a voice that's telling me it's time to take the leap of faith. So here I go. Fill an empty soul and give our heart the only thing worth living and worth dying for. Yeah. But we will never know the awesome power of the grace of God until we let ourselves get swept away into this holy flood. So if you'll take my hand, we'll close our eyes and count to three and take the leap of faith. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. I've been wandering through the desert. Ain't seen a cloud in forever over me. But I believe your rain is coming. Yeah, I've been hanging on the high hopes. Cause you're the one who's making dry bones come to life. You're the light I put my trust in. Every word you say is gonna come true. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen, even though I haven't seen it yet. I will build a boat in the sand where they say it never ends. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with you in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place, and when the flood and the water starts to rise, yeah, I'll ride the storm, cause I got you by my side with you in my sails. Your love never fails. I'll build a boat, so let it rain. You're the map, you're my compass. You help me navigate the currents under me. Take the lead, I surrender. Every word you say is gonna come true. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen. Stand up in faith, I'll do anything it takes with your wind in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place, and when the flood and the water starts to rise, yeah, I'll ride the storm, cause I got you by my side with your wind in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat, so let it rain.
I've got a testimony, I am the living proof. Here where I stand, I am the evidence of love by you. I've got a testimony, you're building it brick by brick. All for your glory, I was made to be a monument. For all of your goodness, and all you've already done, I'm gonna sing of your kingdom. Mercy every morning and lead me to streams of grace. You go before me every breath and every step I take. For all of your goodness and all you've already done, I'm gonna sing of your kingdom here on earth. God of revival, rattle the graves. There's more to the harvest. Send out the saints as children of promise. We carry your grace, your faithful to rescue and mighty to save.
listening to Marie on Faith Matters 98.1 FM Raglan Community Radio. And I have had Annette in the studio with me today because Denise is overseas and is over there for 3 months. But we're going to have her tune in with us while she's over there. Aaron's going to set something up in the studio for me so that we can have that connection, and we will have her on air in a couple of weeks' time, maybe a few times, so that'll be awesome. Today we've been talking about really our heart response in community, and been talking to Annette Tate, and she's come up from Dunedin with her husband Peter, and they moved to Raglan, heart response, to be with family, and while she's been here, she's been active in our community, reaching out to those that maybe not get don't get reached out to so often. But my encouragement is, I'm hoping that today it may fire somebody to want to interact with our older generation and bring them into the here and now with us and share some stories, and let's start seeing our older people out in community and being part of our community, even if that means that we're going up there and visiting them. So I really wanted to thank you, Annette, for your heart. I really do. That's 3.5 years you've been here, and you've already got the sense of our community and who we are, and put yourself in a place that's full of stories and warmth. And the unknown. Definitely the unknown. And also, we were talking about the movie that is coming up. It's been played in Raglan already, Unsung Hero. It'll be played again next Saturday, 17th of August at 5 p.m. at the old art school there. There's the theatre in there. I'm sorry, I haven't got all the details perfect for you, but I'm sure you'll find it yourself. It's only a little town. You won't get lost. But before we head out of the show, we've got a little bit of time to go, but Annette's got some scripture here that I thought was really relevant, and again is about our heart response to things, and this is about talking into Jesus and who he is and part of God's word to us. So I'm going to hand it over to you, Annette.
Thanks, Marie. Yes, one of the most beautiful chapters in the Bible is 1 Corinthians 13, and that's known as the love chapter. It's challenging. And it's just absolutely beautiful. If you haven't read it, have a look. But I was reading it the other day in the Message version, and you know how sometimes you read something and the words just go straight to your heart and really make an impact. And this is what happened to me right at the end of 1 Corinthians 13, talking about the way of love. It just finished up that chapter saying, trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly. And I just thought, man, I love that. Love extravagantly. I aspire to that. You know, I would love to be able to just have that kind of a heart of love where I love extravagantly, not judging, not criticizing, not trying to change people, not anything like that, but just loving extravagantly the person that is set before me.
Yeah, that's a heart response if I heard one. And all I can say is, you already do, Annette. Love extract. I can't even say the word. It's extraordinary. I don't know, but to love big, yeah. You know. And we need more people like this. You know, like I said before, we can hear so many negativity, so much negativity out there around in our world and what's happening and all the bad things that are happening out there. But there's a lot of good, and we need to pull that out in our community, and maybe the unsung heroes that we don't often see in our own community doing the mahi, and also the unsung hero, the movie. Don't forget to go and see that. But we're going to move into another tune, and then we'll probably be heading off. ¶¶
blinded by cold water that won't let you wander wild and free. Lost with no direction, faith is shaking, feels hard to breathe. You've been having you such a hard time. You had to be strong to get here. Took a long, long time, but you're gonna be alright, alright. Keep your light shining. Nothing seems to be right, no peace inside. Try to feel that emptiness, the scars of your greenness, no place to hide. You've been having you such a hard time. You had to be strong.
Keep your light shining.
You've been listening to Marie on Faith Matters, and Annette, well, she's gone now, and I've come to the end of our show. So, yeah, if you're on a faith journey and you're looking to find out more about God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and maybe make some stories of your own, you can join me on and others. Sunday, 10 a.m. Raglan Area School. Great worship, great coffee, great people. We've got Pastor Roger bringing a word this week. He's talking into the Book of Romans. He's going to be unpacking some more wisdom around all of that, the foundations of our faith. It's always a good place to start. So, yeah, look after yourself. Have a great weekend. Be kind and gentle to self and others. I'm going to head out with the Father's House. Have a blessed weekend.
Sometimes on this journey, I get lost in my mistakes. What looks to me like weakness is a canvas for your strength. And my story isn't over, my story's just begun. And fail, you won't define me, 'cause that's what my Father does. Yeah, fail, you won't define me, 'cause that's what my Father does. Not the end game, the journey is where you are. You never wanted perfect, you just wanted my heart. And the story isn't over if the story isn't good. And failure's never final when the Father's in the room. And failure's never final when the Father's in the room. Father's in the room. Prison doors swing wide, the dead come to life. Love is on the move when the Father's in the room. Miracles take place, the cynical find faith, and love is